A Yemeni family is apparently getting U.S. visas, but only after they sued the Trump administration. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more.
In October 2017, Saleh Al-Muganahi, an American citizen of Yemeni descent, says his wife was interviewed by U.S. consular officials in Djibouti. She then received a document stating, "Your visa is approved. The government just had to print it." But that never happened. 2 months later, the Trump administration's travel ban went into effect, and she and her two young children have been stuck in Yemen through the course of a violent war. The family's lawyer, Ahmed Mohammed, is with CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and he says the revocation of her visa violated the law.
The president himself said this proclamation shall not be used to revoke visas that were previously approved. And that's exactly what's happening here.
On Monday, CARE announced the family's lawsuit.
Immediately the following day, the family actually received an email from the U.S. Embassy saying that their visa had been approved.
In other words, the revocation was revoked. But in an email statement, a State Department spokesperson said no visas have been revoked since the travel ban was announced. None. So what's going on? Diala Shamas is a staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights. She says she knows of hundreds of cases like the Al-Muganahis.
What the government is saying in response to these cases, that they're not revocations, is simply a matter of semantics.
In many of these cases, Shamas says visas are only obtained after a lawsuit or media coverage. She says this undercuts the security rationale of the travel ban. Ahmed Mohammed says the lawsuit won't be withdrawn until his client's wife and kids have safely made it to the U.S. from Yemen. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.